Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, I'm just so thankful that you're with me today. And again, I am also praying that your life will be blessed, that you are enjoying your time in the Word and learning to grow in your relationship with God through His Word. That's the reason for this podcast, so that we can grow together in our walk with the Lord. That's why we pray at the beginning. We want Him to bless our time. So pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, we do want You to bless our lives. Lord, we know that comes through knowing Your Word, applying Your Word, and having it direct our lives. And that's You, Your Word, Lord. And so we want You, we invite You to be with us today by Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and to empower us to live according to that truth, so that our ways will be pleasing unto You. We are so grateful to You, Lord, for Your Word. We thank You for this opportunity to share together. We do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Not Judged, and it's taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 2, and verse 16. Paul the Apostle refuted the false teachings of the Gnostics and began to address the heresies of the Judaizers as he wrote to the church members in Colossae. After declaring who Jesus was to the Colossians and what He had done for them, Paul the Apostle continued his reasoning with the church members in chapter 2 and verse 16 of his letter to them, where he wrote, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days." The verse begins, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink." Paul began with the word "let," which means allow, permit, approve, esteem, or prefer. No man, which includes any person or certain person. Therefore, or in conclusion, then accordingly, consequently, and these things being so, judge, or to separate, put asunder, to pick out, select, or choose, you in meat, which is a reference to eating, or in drink, which is in drinking. As a conclusion to the fact that Jesus did all that was necessary for the salvation of the Colossians, there was nothing else needed to do. The Judaizers were attempting to make Jewish all the Gentiles who were accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior. These false teachers were telling the Colossians, along with the other Gentile people, that if they were truly to be saved, they would not only have to believe in Jesus, but also follow their ceremonial laws, such as circumcision, eating and not eating certain foods, drinking and not drinking certain drinks. Paul told the Colossians not to allow these false teachers to judge them in this manner. The verse goes on to say, "or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days." In addition to eating and drinking, Paul adds "in respect of an holy day," which is a reference to the feast or fasting days which the Jews followed. Paul added "or of the new moon," which was the Jewish festival of the new moon, or "of the Sabbath days," which refers to the seventh day of each week, which was a sacred festival on which the Israelites were required to abstain from all work. Jesus' work was so complete on the cross that the Jewish laws of the holy days, new moons, and Sabbath days would not add anything to the salvation that was available to the Colossian Gentiles. As we reflect upon these words of Paul, it is interesting to note that the same Greek word, krino, is used for the word "let" and "judge." The idea in both is that the person reading or hearing this passage will make a judgment based upon the content within it. The Judaizers were similar to those who are legalists today because they believed their salvation was based upon their works and not Jesus' completed work on the cross. As we ponder these things, perhaps it would help us to examine our own law setting in these different areas. Do people judge us in eating, drinking, holy days, new moons, or Sabbath days? If so, let us hear the words of Paul who wrote, "Let no man therefore judge you." And may the Lord Jesus grant us the wisdom to know how to accomplish His will for us. Next time, Paul writes about the shadow of these things. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.